it's weatherproof.
Yeah. Anybody coming up is okay, so now we have Johnny Flaherty. Johnny? All set, Johnny? All right, so now it's Johnny Flaherty, Terrence Haggerty, Carla Schwartz, Dave Jurelik, and we are asking that everybody be very focused and keep things moving. Okay, so we want to keep everything moving because they're extending our time here, so we want them to be able to go home. So welcome, Johnny Flaherty. Spoken word.
I lived for many years up in Salem by the sea. Salem, like Concord, is a very historic town, though its history might be a little darker at times. So I wrote this ballad-style poem while living in Salem, a couple of doors down from where Nathaniel Hawthorne once lived. Needless to say, the vibrations on that street were worth tapping into. Nathaniel himself eventually moved here to Concord, and he's still here, laying buried in Sleepy Hollow Cemetery, right up there on Arthur's Ridge with Ralph Waldo and the gang. So my tale tonight takes place in and around a cemetery in Salem, and it's called Love in the Cemetery. And it goes like this. A Jolly Roger is tattooed on her left arm, a lunar eclipse on her right. She likes to make love in the cemetery with the morning star burning bright. Wears a heart-shaped silver locket with the Reaper's image inside. There's a rolled-up map in her pocket and she sails on the morning tide. Met her at the House of Seven Gables, wearing a t-shirt with a scarlet A. She asked if I'd lost my marbles when I told her I enjoyed turning gray. But she offered to buy me a beverage at the pub just down the street, with a shaven head bartender poured her drink as she took her seat. She told me her name was Rebecca as she nursed her Morgan on the rocks. In a past life, she'd been a beggar, prowling round these very docks. She asked if I'd heard the story about the tortoise who ate the hare. I said I'll believe that version the day ace high beats two pair. Well, we closed the bar and didn't get far when she turned to me and said, I feel our paths have crossed before, and I'm sure they will again. Then she kissed me warmly on the lips, and I felt the fire within as she led me to the cemetery, saying, my love, it's time to sin. She chose the headstone of the hanging judge to bear witness to our affair, and didn't seem to mind the chill in the misty autumn air. She just lay there, sparkling naked, with her arms around me tight, sighing and whispering in my ear, every now and then, wrong is right. A Jolly Roger is tattooed on her left arm, a lunar eclipse on her right. She likes to make love in the cemetery with the morning star burning bright. Wears a heart-shaped silver locket with a reaper's image inside. There's a rolled-up map in her pocket and she sails on the morning tide. Thank you.
That was X-rated spoken word.